Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Before we begin, let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we come before you with your word in our hands, our ears open to your words, and our eyes open to what you'd have us see within it. I pray that today we will know you more and know the relationship with your son Jesus that you want us to have. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's title to the lesson is Nineveh's King Covered in Sackcloth and Ashes. And it comes from Jonah chapter 3 and verse 6. When Jonah cried out, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown," the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. In chapter 3 and verse 6 of this prophecy, we see how the king of Nineveh arose from his throne and covered himself in sackcloth and ashes, where we read, "For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes." The verse begins, "For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne." The writer began with the words, "For word," or speech, speaking, sayings, and utterance came, which means touched or reached or struck and extended unto the king, who was the royal and mater lectionis of Nineveh, which was the abode of Ninus and the capital of the ancient city of Assyria. And he, the king, arose or stood, came on the scene, established, confirmed, maintained, and endured from his throne, which refers to the king's seat of honor, royal dignity, his seat and stool. When the king of Nineveh received the warning from Jonah, he not only believed God, but demonstrated his repentance by arising from his throne. The verse continues, "And he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes." The writer added, "and he laid," which means brought, alienated, carried, and took away his robe, or glory, his cloak, splendor, magnificence, mantle, and garment from him, which refers to the king of Nineveh, and covered him, which means concealed, clothed, and overwhelmed himself with sackcloth or mesh or sacks for grain, which were worn in mourning and humiliation. And he sat, which means he dwelled, he remained and abode in ashes or dust, earth, and worthless burnt residue. When the king arose, he humbled himself, laid aside his royal garments, put on sackcloth, and sat down in burnt ashes. When we meditate upon these words, we admire the humility of the great king of Nineveh. His humility should serve as an example of the way we should be when we are convicted by the Lord. In the book of Galatians in chapter 3 and verse 24, Paul the apostle wrote, "The law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. And if we are wise, we will hear the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, believe, fast, and humble ourselves before the one who came into this world to save sinners." Next time, we see the king of Nineveh's proclamation. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.